Hall & Oates on KMPC, Los Angeles, where it's 8 o'clock here with Robert W. Morgan. And now KMPC AirWatch on the hour. First, Big John in our jet helicopter.
Robert W., a follow-up on this greater alarm fire in the downtown area. As we look at it now, the column of gray smoke coming up from the building, indicating they have the water on it, obviously. The roof has collapsed. Shortly after 7 a.m. this morning, Robert W., the first units moved in here. 600 block of East Temple, that's near Gary and Vignes, right downtown. This warehouse stored furniture and paint, and it really took off. The flame shooting 200, 300 feet in the air. These firemen finally got a handle on that phase of it. They've confined the fire to the one building. It's completely gutted now. The roof is collapsed down in. And it appears to us as we look down, Robert W., that we've had some type of an incident. We have, obviously, injuries on the north side of the building. I suspect we've had one of the hoses ruptured. They're using these big high-pressure lines, these big snorkels, as they move up into the fire scene. Looks like one of those severed or broke. We have at least two or three injuries involved as we can look down and see the paramedics working. That's on the north side of this fire. Traffic in the area, slow going on the inbound San Bernardino as well as the Santa Ana. All of this is happening 600 block East Temple, a good place to stay away from. We're right over the scene. KMPC's jet helicopter. Here comes Miss Pamela.
Stop on the Newport Freeway at Chapman. We had a couple of vehicles involved. One of them's in the center divider, partially blocking the number one lane. That's affecting the southbound traffic at about Catella. South of that point, however, it picks up. Santa Ana Freeway's looking good. Westbound on the riverside, they cleared an earlier problem around East Street and Raymond Avenue, but you'll still find congestion now starting around Tustin, and that picks up at State College. This is Pamela flying the Big Orange to Dave DeSoto.
And from the KMPC Traffic Information Center, listener says the inbound Pomona Freeway is pretty well locked up around 7th Avenue, but then loosens up around the 605. Haven't heard of anything going wrong out there, but it looks like more than the usual traffic. Eastbound Santa Monica to the transition southbound harbor. Some sort of trouble requiring the attention of the highway patrol, and earlier they had what appeared to be a stalled vehicle, 6th Street off-ramp southbound harbor freeway, in case you ran across a slowdown there. In the KMPC Traffic Information Center, this is Dave DeSoto, 710 KMPC.
All right, Dave, and now KMPC News, brought to you by Union Bank, the business bank. There's one major bank in California specifically structured to serve the growing business, and that's Union Bank, the business bank. And now to take care of the news business, Tom Wayman.
Robert W., the Los Angeles County budget has been adopted by the Board of Supervisors at $4.19 billion. That includes a $151 million level of funding that Sheriff Peter Pitches had said was absolutely necessary for his department. Otherwise, the sheriff had said he would have to reduce patrol services and close a substation. The city budget, on the other hand, is still up in the air. The city council hasn't reconciled itself to Mayor Bradley's proposal to balance the city spending program by $18 million in cuts, including $4 million in reductions for the Los Angeles Police Department. Police Chief Daryl Gates has urged the council to adopt a rubbish collection fee so that wouldn't be necessary. The special election to fill the vacant seat on the Los Angeles School Board is set for November 6th and will be on the ballot along with the anti-busing constitutional amendment and tax reduction measures. Airline hijackings began about 8 years ago in Portland with the infamous D.B. Cooper, whose whereabouts have never been found. Last night, Portland was the focal point of another hijacking. A former mental patient commandeered a United Airlines jet en route to Los Angeles, forced it down in San Francisco for a brief time, then ordered it back to Portland. Once on the ground there, the man walked off the plane with the pilot, giving up without a struggle. None of the 112 passengers were harmed. No reason given for the hijacking. The man did not have explosives on him, as he had said he did. Two inmates of the Orleans Parish Prison in New Orleans held two hostages for 8 hours during the night, demanding drugs, beer, and a getaway car. The men gave up peacefully this morning. Their hostages had not been harmed. Four men with ideas of robbing a PCP laboratory in San Jose picked the wrong house and instead wound up holding nine persons hostage. After 200 police officers surrounded the home, two of the suspects were taken into custody. The two others escaped. The pair in custody have been charged with suspicion of armed robbery, kidnapping, burglary, and lewd contact involving one of the female hostages. The hostages were otherwise unharmed. An autopsy will be performed in the next day or so to determine why a man being held in a police holding cell died. Investigators say the man was taken into custody by two officers after assaulting two people, including his mother-in-law. Wesley Rudolph was placed alone in the cell while the arresting officers were filling out booking forms. When they went back to the cell, they found him unconscious on the floor. Efforts to revive him failed. A jailbreak in Maryland this morning. 14 of the 30 escapees have been recaptured. Little movement by either the dollar or gold on foreign exchanges today. Gold holding to about $310 an ounce in both London and Zurich. This is KMPC News.
This is Ed Hart with a rather unusual bottom line report from Union Bank, the business bank.
Central emergency. This is Medevac 19. We have a male, 2 minutes old. That's right. It's our first delivery this month. Mother and baby both doing fine. Stand by for vital signs.
Several enterprising California cities are now providing paramedic services at lower cost to the taxpayer by using Medevac, a private company specializing in life-saving paramedic services. It operates on a three-way financing program involving the sponsoring city, Medevac, and Union Bank. Initial results indicate substantial tax savings. Union Bank is pleased to have been chosen to work with Medevac and the sponsoring cities to plan the financing for this new service that is helping to save lives and helping to save tax dollars, too. Ed Hart for Union Bank, the business bank, member FDIC.
And again, here is Herb Green with some weather. Herb?
A pleasant good morning to you, Tom, and to your fine listeners. We have an interesting weather picture here this morning. Weakening tropical hurricane well to the south and west of Baja. It's picked up some moisture in some southwest of the Florida. So we have some beautiful variable high clouds, most of them in excess of 14,000 feet this morning. That's about all we're going to get out of it because the air down a little below is dry. We have an offshore pressure gradient, so we don't have any stratus this morning. So for today, variable high clouds with the sun shining through them. The temperature is expected to get up somewhere around the high 80s around the Civic Center, in the 70s at the beaches, in the 90s in the Inland Valley.
Right now it's 78 degrees, warming up at KMPC. This KMPC News has been brought to you by Union Bank. If your company has expansion plans in mind, today might be a good day to talk to the business bank. That's Union Bank, the bank that really knows how to help a company's bottom line. I'm Tom Wayman.
All right, thank you, Tom. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock at KMPC. Now the sports brought to you by your neighborhood 7-Eleven stores. Fred Hessler's here, and Fred, I have a surprise guest for you.
No.
Yeah, on the phone I have Dave Jokhurst, who's the goalkeeper for the California Surf, and known as one of the...
I was going to explain the whole shootout situation to you. I've got it all down here.
Well, Now, we've got Dave...
Okay, you do your sports cast. Go right ahead.
Dave is a big star in the North American Soccer League in the American Conference, the Aztecs in the National Conference.
Right. They were eliminated by the San Diego Sockers. I know.
Dave?
Yeah, right.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Okay, welcome to the show. Now, we're a little bit confused. Well, Fred isn't, but Fred knows exactly, of course, what a shootout is, but he won't tell me.
Okay.
So, if you could tell us...
I didn't want to devote my time to it on that period. You know,
well,
you only give me a minute and a half, Morgan.
Well, and it's not me. You can have the whole thing if you want. This is out of my time, Fred, okay?
Okay.
Dave?
Yes.
All right, we're all listening now. Tell us what a shootout is.
Okay, in the North American Soccer League, if a regulation game after 90 minutes is tied, since there is a winner in the North American Soccer League, after the end of regulation, there's a 15-minute sudden death period. If the game is still tied, then we have what we call the shootout. Each team takes 5 shots. The forward starts with the ball 35 yards away from goal. The goalkeeper is on the goal line. The referee blows the whistle. The forward dribbles in on the goalkeeper. Now the forward has 5 seconds to get a shot off towards goal. It doesn't make any difference how long it takes for the ball to go in the net, but he has to get the shot off within 5 seconds. Now the goalkeeper can come out all the way out to the edge of the 18-yard line, the area where he can use his hands. He can come all the way out. It's very similar to a penalty shot in hockey, where the forward has a free shot. He can dribble the goalkeeper. He can chip it over his head. He can do just about anything that he wants.
Well, I imagine as a goalkeeper yourself for the California Surf, Dave, that you must dread those shootouts because it really puts the pressure on you, huh?
Well, not really. I really happen to enjoy them because it takes the pressure off the goalkeeper. Because the forwards in this league are so good that they should score.
Oh, I see.
You really can't let it down if they do score because, you know, they're supposed to. They're that good.
Well, listen, Dave, I really appreciate you taking the time and getting out of bed early to explain that to us. And it's now I finally understand it, and I appreciate it. And good luck to you in the California Surf next season.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're not going to have time for... And now here's Fred.
Incidentally, I just wanted to say, you know, in Europe, they don't play off ties. In fact, the big betting in England, where betting is legal, the big pools that they have come from predicting ties in the various soccer games scheduled. Say somebody predicts 8 ties take place, and he's picked the right 8. That's when they get rich off a very small bet.
So
the pools.
I see. So the shootout then is an American innovation.
Yeah, right. It is, and it's because we don't like to have things end in a tie. That's why we, in pro football now, you know, sudden death. We get the ties only when they play an extra period and it's still tied.
Okay, thank
They'll probably go to a field goal kick one of these days to settle it out shootout style. You never know.
Okay.
Incidentally, the lengths I go for you. You know, you can't do much with any sport. And I've even had to overlook Alex Payne, George Anderson, and the KMPC softball team.
Well, wait. I'll tell you what. I'll give them a plug when it's necessary. Right now, if you don't get finished with the sports, we're going to have to go from the sports to the sports.
Okay, 13-3, 7-2. That's it.
Okay.
The Angels, who ended their homestand losing 13-3 to Cleveland, as Nolan Ryan was wild but felt stronger, will begin a road trip at Toronto tomorrow. KMPC 9:30 a.m. The Dodgers 7-2 win over the Cubs, needing a miracle to repeat this year, home to St. Louis, beginning tomorrow night. Bobby Knight offered to resign as coach at Indiana University after his conviction in absentia of that assault charge in Puerto Rico. It likely will not be accepted. In fact, the athletic director at Indiana University says he supports Bobby. More after this.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to your favorite cooking show, The Trotting Truffle. And this is your host here, Mr. Dan, at the Back Burner. This morning, we're going to make some delicious French bread pizza from scratch. Doesn't that sound good? You bet it does. First, we take some light and crispy French bread crust. Doesn't that look good? You bet it does. Now, we spoon on some rich tomato sauce, then some Italian sausage and pepperoni. Looks good. You bet it does. Then we take lots of shreds of mozzarella cheese and come in.
Mr. Dan?
You bet it is.
Here's that French bread pizza you ordered from 7-Eleven.
No, I mean, you're not supposed to.
Want me to put it in the oven like I usually do?
No, wait.
So folks will think you really cooked it from scratch.
ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to...
I got it down at the participating 7-Eleven.
Look,
you are Mr. Dan, aren't you?
You bet I am, and we're on the air.
Put here in your oven.
I really wish you'd called ahead.
Did I do something wrong?
You bet you did.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow with that 7-Eleven Slurpee you're going to make from scratch.
Top seeds in tennis all won last night. Chris Everett Lloyd was extended to 3 sets by Mima Jasovic in New Jersey. And the PGA resumes its golf with the play at Pinehurst today. Tom Watson likes that number 2 course. KMPC Sports is brought to you by your neighborhood 7-Eleven stores.
First thing that hits you is the aroma. Wow, nothing like it. Next, you feel the warmth of that friendly cup between your hands, and then cup to mouth and that first oh-thank-heaven sip of fresh brewed 7-Eleven coffee. Oh, good morning, world. Everything's going to be all right. Fresh hot coffee and apple cheese or cinnamon raisin Danish. Just waiting at participating 7-Elevens. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. Good morning.
Morgan and I are having a shootout tomorrow. Water pistols at 5 paces. Okay, here's Robert W.
All right, thank you, Fred. It's 13 minutes after 8 o'clock now at KMPC. And as I said, we're trying to figure out what to do this morning, and the morning is almost over, and we still haven't done anything yet. We're still, I mean, to tell you how bad it's getting, we're waiting for a call from the lady who runs the bookshop in Becky Thatcher's house in Hannibal, Missouri, man, and we can't even get a hold of her. So we decided, what do other disc jockeys on stations do when they have nothing to say? A lot of stations know that's their format, nothing to say. In fact, I have got a couple offers already this morning, one of them from Ken Miller. But we determined what they do is they give away records, give away albums on the air. So we haven't done that here for maybe ever at KMPC, so we're going to do it now. And I just remembered an old radio game called Name It and Claim It. Remember that? The guy says, all right, time to play Name It and Claim It. Here's the number. And the first guy that calls up and names the name of the tune wins it. Well, we're not going to do that. This is a whole album I'm giving away, not just one tune. So the first person at 520-KMPC who can tell me the name of this group wins it. Name it and claim it at 520-KMPC.
This song is called Night After Night.
Scooby Crash!
KMPC, name it and claim it. Hello? No, KMPC, name it and claim it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I was calling in from Hannibal Mall.
I'm sorry, Becky. We're not ready for you yet. KMPC, name it and claim it.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Lenny and Squiggy.
Lenny and Squiggy? No, it's so close, but I can't declare you a winner because that's just not exactly right. I'm sorry. 520 KMPC, name it and claim it.
Night after night, I think of you and smile.
Darling.
Night after night, but only for a while.
KMPC, name it and claim it.
Lenny and the Squigtones.
Lenny and the Squigtones, we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. What is your name?
Sandy Hutchison.
Sandy, where are you calling from?
Santa Fe Springs.
Sandy, is it? You have just won Lenny and the Squigtones. Present Lenny and the Squigtones, and get this.
What?
It includes a full-color poster.
All right.
Yeah, it's a great... That was a cut called Night After Night, which is about two nights in a row, as you heard Lenny or Squiggy mention there. It's a great album, and there's even some disco stuff on there, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So congratulations, KMPC's first winner ever, as we play Name It and Claim It, because the disc jockey has nothing to say. Sandy, hold on. We'll get your address. We'll send that album right out to you.
Okay,
it's 18 after 8, KMPC Airwatch now with Big John, brought to you by Tune-Up Masters from the jet helicopter.
I'll show you how far I was off. I thought that was Stanley Spiro after an angel lost. I was obviously wrong. They had a knockdown on this fire downtown, Robert W., at 600 block East Temple about 3 minutes before 8 o'clock. They're still overhauling here, and a lot of light gray smoke coming up. That was a greater alarm, and the area to avoid will be Temple between Gary and Vignes. Stay out of there. They really don't need you. A lot of fire equipment still on the scene, and they're still working. Hollywood Freeway looks good. Now, as you make the transition south Golden State to the westbound Santa Monica, you're going to find some slow traffic. We had a stalled vehicle at Santa Fe. He's now moved to the far right. The lanes are open for you, but it's slow going, and that's why you're moving south on the Golden State slow, starting at about Pasadena. For Tune-Up Masters, John McElhaney, KMPC jet helicopter. Here's a pretty lady, Miss Pamela.
And I was going to retire from singing with all the bad comments I've had in the last week, but after hearing that, I'm just going to keep on singing. Northbound San Diego Freeway between Seal Beach Boulevard and 7th Street, they're still working the scene of that accident that occurred some 45 minutes ago. Vehicles are on the right shoulder, and you're slow just as you merge with the Garden Grove traffic. South on the Newport, they opened up the lanes at Chapman. They've still got some congestion there, starting at Lincoln, picking up at Catella. This is Pamela McInnes, flying KMPC's Big Orange for Tune-Up Masters to Dave DeSoto.
And from the KMPC Traffic Information Center, Pamela, one of the Orange County area drivers, says south on that Newport-Costa Mesa freeway, there's about a 30-foot length of metal near the middle lane right about Dyer. Don't know whether it's a piece of pipe or what. Calling for a break in traffic north on the San Diego Freeway from Redondo Beach up to Hawthorne Boulevard. Got a report of a non-injury collision south on the San Diego Freeway north of Sherman Way, and in the downtown area west on the Santa Monica Freeway, a report of a collision in the number 5 and 6, the right-hand lanes right around Alameda on that westbound Santa Monica Freeway. In the Traffic Information Center for Tune-Up Masters, Dave DeSoto, 710 KMPC.
All right, thank you, Dave. Remember Andy Granatelli's famous Indy turbine car that stunned the racing world? Well, Andy's son, VJ, going to be firing up this classic red car once again for a special demonstration run at the California 500 Sunday, September 2nd at the beautiful Ontario Speedway. Andy would like all you racing fans to see and hear the world-famous turbine car and the exciting California 500 itself. Now, to make it easier for you to attend, Andy is giving thousands away... It's giving away thousands of free $15 concourse seats to everyone who gets a tune-up at one of his Tune-Up Master shops this week, as long as the tickets last. Now, all you have to do is get a performance package tune-up for the regular low price of $39, $42, or $45, and you'll also get a free California 500 ticket. It's simple as that, and you'll get to see the big names of auto racing, including this year's Indy 500 winner, Rick Mears, fighting it out in the biggest race west of Indianapolis. It's California's premier racing event of the year. Get your free ticket at Tune-Up Masters this week. Free tickets are available only while they last or until August 31st, whichever occurs first. Come in now to Tune-Up Masters.
Do you know what the universal business tool sounds like? No, it's not the cash register. You don't find many of them in offices. And it's not the typewriter. You don't find many of them in stores. Now that's the universal business tool. You'll find it everywhere. The right telephone system is the key to an efficient and economical business, whether it's a store, a small office, or a large factory. And like any important business tool, your telephone system should be designed to fit your exact needs. That's where your General Telephone Communications Consultants come in. They'll make a free survey of your business needs, Possibly they'll show you how to save money, and maybe even how to make money. And best of all, you won't be charged a thing for their services. Make a date today with your General Telephone Communications Consultant to discuss how you can improve the use of your telephone as a business tool.
We keep you talking, we're General Telephone.
And now, on with KMPC's continuing coverage of Steamboat 79.
Old Man River.
That old man river.
He keeps on rolling.
Just keeps on rolling.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, from, I believe, Hannibal, Missouri, the man who has been calling us all week with reports on the presidential trip down the Missouri or Mississippi River to Hannibal, Missouri, passenger on board, John Baker here on KMPC. Good morning, John.
Morning, Robert.
Well, we got a great connection today. Where are you calling from now?
I'm calling from a phone kiosk next to the bus station.
A phone kiosk? What is a phone kiosk?
Oh, it's one of these little hoods, you know. It's not a full phone booth.
Oh, I got you. So you're in Hannibal, Missouri, and exactly where now?
Well, I'm at Broadway and 6th.
Okay.
In Hannibal, Missouri, and the president has come into town. There were thousands again greeting him, and he's come into town. Now he's down on the riverside. He supposedly is going to make a major speech here.
Now, the last couple of days, we understand...
A major announcement. I shouldn't say a major speech. I'm sorry, Robert.
Oh, he says he's going to make a major announcement.
He's going to make a significant announcement, he said.
Maybe it'll be something to do with the Tonight Show. We had some rumors earlier that Andrew Young was going to take over the Tonight Show. I guess probably he wouldn't be the one to announce that.
Possibly not.
Well, how soon do you think, do you have an idea when he'll make this announcement, John?
Well, it should be pretty soon. I know he's been through the town, and he's visited the Tom Sawyer Huck Finn Monument and the statue at the base of the hill where the old lighthouse is. And I don't know his schedule here. I can say this, that we were scheduled to leave at 12 o'clock, and we're going to leave it at 2 o'clock instead. And it's now 10:25 here.
Okay, two-hour time difference.
Uh-huh.
The last couple of days, we've heard that Hannibal, Missouri was fogged in the morning. Did you have any fog problems today when you docked?
The morning was rather clear. Now, yeah. Of course, we had a terrible storm yesterday.
Yes, we were reading about it in the newspaper. I guess that was quite frightening, huh?
It was exciting and frightening, and they lost a few chairs overboard, and a few objects battered the rails, but and some furniture was broken up, of course, as well as lost. The buntings were practically destroyed. The presidential burgee was rescued by one of the executives of the Delta Queen Company, and that was salvaged, but it's quite torn.
Did anything else happen of interest in the last 24 hours since we've talked, John?
Really, except for the storm, it's been rather uneventful. The president addressed people in Lock 20 at 11:15 last night, and we were there over an hour. And then at 3:55 this morning, we arrived at Lock 21 at Quincy, and there... a lot of people out there. It's 3:55 in the morning.
And people were out there at that time
yes.
of day.
And the president talked to them, went through, shook hands, and then went jogging.
Okay, listen.
We left there at 6:30 this morning. We got into Hannibal shortly before 9.
All right, John, if you could do us this favor, and I know we're imposing on your time, but we really do appreciate it, and as we told you, we're going to pay you off on this.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not about to pay off. If the president does make that significant announcement that he says he's going to make, would you call us back if you have an opportunity?
Yes,
we'd like to have an exclusive here on KMPC, obviously, so if we could have that information from you, if and when it does happen, we would certainly appreciate it.
Well, I'm going back to the boat now. It's about 8 blocks away, and I might pick up something about his schedule along the way and when he will make that speech. I thought he was going to talk from the base of the Tom Sawyer Huck Finn Monument.
But it didn't happen there.
It did not.
All right, well, stand by, and I'll put you on hold here, John, and Tom Cradiville will tell you how you can get a hold of us after, what, 10 o'clock, or after 11 o'clock, your time, okay? All right, John Baker, passenger on board the Delta Queen with the President as they make their way down the Mississippi River, and perhaps we'll get an exclusive on that important announcement the President's going to make later on this morning here on KMPC.
You'll find lower good prices every time you shop. Alpha Beta brings us home. You'll find lower good prices, lower good prices. Alpha Beta brings us home.
Hi, I'm Alan Hamill, and I've been knocking on a lot of doors, calling on people right at home to find out what it is they want from a supermarket. House after house, shopper after shopper, one message keeps coming across loud and clear. People want to go where lower prices are. And that's your nearest Alpha Beta market. The reason is simple. Alpha Beta offers you solid savings in every department, each and every time you shop. No contests, no gimmicks, no nonsense. So if you're looking for lower food prices, just remember, Alpha Beta brings them home. And tell a friend.
You'll find lower food prices. Lower food prices. Alpha Beta brings them home.
Alpha Beta. Robert W. Morgan, KMPC.
That's nice, isn't it? That's Mary McGregor's new one here on KMPC, and it's called Good Friend. And I'm Robert W. Morgan at 8:30 in Los Angeles. And when your L.A. and Orange County Pontiac dealer says clean them up and move them out, well, he's setting off a whopping big clearance sale of all his 79 Pontiacs. He's got to get rid of them before the 80s arrive. One extra special Pontiac, the brawny 79 Trans Am, makes it's if I could just talk, I could do this, you know. The brawny, the brawny 79 Trans Am makes this.
Everything would be all right. Everything would be all right.
The brawny 79 Trans Am makes its exit as the last of its breed. Now, this is your last chance to get a Trans Am with this much.
The crowd, and it's gonna do you bad till you end up picking pockets on the corner like you're dead.
This much power under the hood. Buy now, delivery's immediate. You heard a lot more. You've...
She was crazy, I was smarter than the buzz. 30 days in prison, showed how bad my mama was.
You've heard a lot about more Pontiac to the gallon. It means you save money and save gas. Now listen to these numbers. 18 miles per gallon city, 22 miles highway, 398 highway miles on one tank of gas. You get that kind of fuel efficiency with both Grand Prix and Le Mans V6s with automatic transmission. They're just two from Pontiac's big selection. Remember, these are EPA California estimates. Your mileage and range may vary depending on speed, trip length, and weather. Your L.A. and Orange County Pontiac dealer's moving out all his 79s. Here's your big chance to clean up, so do it now. Now the latest traffic conditions brought to you by Tahoe Donner from KMPC's jet helicopter, Big John.
Yes, sir. Back to railroading.
I still got my lantern and my switch key.
Good. Well, I got a pair of mittens. We're northbound San Diego as we round the South Bay curve. Robert W., you're running smooth here coming off that Harbor Freeway. Check in the harbor. A little bit of slowing on your approach to Santa Barbara, but the lanes are wide open, and you still find heavy traffic downtown. Inbound on the San Bernardino and the Santa Ana Spur as everyone taking a look at the aftermath of that greater alarm fire that all occurred early this morning at the 600 block East Temple. No major happenings to report to you right now. For Tahoe Donner, John McElhaney, KMPC's jet helicopter, here's Miss Temple.
Robert W. has the morning slot for 3 weeks, and he's already auditioning for our jobs, John.
What do you mean, auditioning for your jobs?
I heard that, how you read that commercial.
Well, what does that have to do with auditioning for your job?
Well, sometimes I'm not going to talk about John myself. I get a little tongue-tied up here.
Well, just let me know when you do, and I'll play some... We'll go like this.
Darling, night after night.
We'll just do that. Now,
okay, that'd be terrific.
Give you a chance to get it together.
Thank you. Northbound San Diego freeway, still a little slowing north of the Garden Grove. That's due to an accident which has cleared north of Seal Beach Boulevard. Dave DeSoto is talking south Newport around Dyer Road. We have a length of pipe right between the number 1 and 2 lanes. The inside lanes traffic is maneuvering around it well. For Tahoe Donna, this is Pamela McGinnis flying KBC's Big Orange to Dave DeSoto.
And from the KMPC Traffic Information Center, just about the time Pamela was talking, report of some more trouble down Orange County Way. Pamela, northbound San Diego, south of the Laguna Freeway or Highway 133, they've got a driving hazard reported, and the Highway Patrol is going to go take care of that situation. In the Traffic Information Center for Tahoe Donner, this is Dave DeSoto, 710 KMPC.
Okay, Dave, there's a touch of Tahoe Donner right here in Marina Del Rey. Discover Tahoe Donner, the magnificent High Sierra resort community for all seasons, by visiting a unique new Marina Del Rey Information Center. Pictorially, you'll be surrounded by abundant recreation, towering pines, gently rolling meadows, clear streams, and picturesque mountains. Find out how to buy your ideal mountain home site at excellent value and exceptional financing. Immediately enjoy a variety of year-round recreational facilities. In summer, there's an 18-hole championship golf course, tennis, swimming, equestrian center, campground, and beach club on Donner Lake. Rental accommodations available. Next winter, ski at Tahoe Donner, acclaimed one of America's finest learn-to-ski areas. Call today and get the details about a new selection of home sites on golf course fairways. For a fact book on Tahoe Donner and facilities, including association assessments, call Collect 213-822-3048 or write Tahoe Donner, KMPC, Hollywood, 90028. That's 213-822-3048, and look for the Tahoe Donner ad every Monday on the front page of the Los Angeles Times classified section. 25 before 9 at KMPC, and now Tom Wayman with the news.
Robert W. City firefighters are mopping up following that major alarm blaze in downtown Los Angeles. As you heard our own John McElhaney talking about it earlier, the fire was quite visible. The reason may be the large two-story warehouse contained wicker furniture and paint. Three firefighters injured, but none considered serious. 120 men battled the flames for about 45 minutes before knocking it down. The fire located in the 600 block of East Temple Boulevard. Traffic is sure to be tied up in that region for some time. The cause has not yet been determined, and no loss figure yet. The Los Angeles City Council is still grappling with the budget submitted by Mayor Bradley. Biggest problem to passage appears to be $4 million in cuts for the Los Angeles Police Department. Meantime, the County Board of Supervisors have put their unanimous stamp of approval on the L.A. County budget, $4.19 billion. One of President Carter's more colorful stops in his cruise down the Mississippi River is the one he arrived at this morning, Hannibal, Missouri. The president told thousands of well-wishers that this area of the Mississippi Valley is one of the most beautiful places on earth. The president has also defended sale of 1 million barrels of kerosene to Iran, saying it's a one-shot deal to help the Iranian people. James Brown of Compton is missing and presumed drowned after he reportedly fell off his 24-foot boat last night outside the Long Beach Harbor. A three-hour search by the Coast Guard failed to locate Brown, and the search has been suspended. One of three top animation production companies has reached agreement with striking cartoonists, and the 150 workers are expected back on their jobs today, but 600 cartoonists are still on the bricks. Chances for a strike against the Rapid Transit District loom larger today. The drivers voted to authorize their union to set a strike date if talks fail to bring about a settlement. Mechanics and clerks unions are also involved in negotiations with the RTD. And the search continues around Jessup, Maryland, for 16 convicts who escaped this morning from a corrections facility.
We do have very heavy concentrated patrols in the area, and they believe that they possibly might be in the vicinity of the prison still.
And Maryland State Trooper George Reith adds that 14 other escapees have been rearrested. This is KMPC News.
Harry.
Who are you?
Just an echoed voice.
Wow.
You know, McDonald's has a new game.
Oh, I know, the $200,000 gold rush.
You could win $25,000 in gold.
Gold? Who wants gold?
Okay, take it in cash if you win. There's two of these grand prizes, thousands in other gold or cash prizes, plus 2 million food prizes.
2 million? Name one.
Big Mac sandwiches or icy Coca-Cola.
What? That's two.
Anyone at least 16 can play. No purchase necessary.
Why tell me about the gold rush game?
My brother owns a McDonald's.
No kidding. Where?
Echo Park.
Figures.
Now a check on the latest aviation weather from the Sky Roamers Flying Club at Burbank Airport.
Except for Santa Monica, where they report scattered clouds at 7,000 feet, all Los Angeles area airports show scattered to broken clouds above 10,000 feet this morning. Visibility is 10 miles or more at all stations. The forecast calls for the altocumulus cloudiness to continue, with visibility occasionally as low as 3 to 5 miles in haze and smoke. This is John Hazlett returning you to KMPC News.
And the KMPC Air Watch weather forecast. Variable clouds, otherwise fair today with highs in the upper 80s. Right now, 79 degrees at KMPC. That's KMPC News. I'm Tom Wayman.
Thank you, Tom. It's 22 minutes before 9 o'clock at KMPC. Now, Fred, on your intro here, I'm going to read it just like it says, okay?
Yeah, sustaining. Q Morning Sports?
No, it said Fred Hessler is next with the afternoon sports report.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so maybe you can give us some late-breaking scores and stuff.
No, but I'll tell you what's going to happen today. Tom Watson opens defense of his Hall of Fame Golf Classic title at Pinehurst. Nancy Lopez, though bothered by a cold, takes part after a two-week layoff in the Patty Byrd Classic in St. Paul. And tennis events continue, all preps for the big one, the U.S. Championships next week. The athletic director at Indiana U supports Bobby Knight, who said he'd resign his job as basketball coach there because of that assault conviction in absentia in Puerto Rico. The question now is, will Knight be extradited over what is a ridiculous case, the charge of a policeman that Knight struck him at the Pan Am Games. Knight says the policeman is lying. The football weekend begins tonight with the Kansas City Chiefs at Minnesota. Saturday night here, the Ram-Charger game, which I bet you didn't know is for the Lieutenant Governor's Trophy. A little more for pride of territory. The Chargers have won the last two. In baseball, Angels travel to Toronto, play there tomorrow. The Dodgers next here against St. Louis tomorrow night. Western Harness opens its season tonight, Tuesday through Friday, post time 7:30, plus early bird betting, 11:30 to 5. 30, you can come in free to the Parimutuel windows in the grandstand and chunk it all down. More after this.
Can the Los Angeles Rams defense, ranked last year as one of the NFL's best, overcome the loss of Isaiah Robertson and Bill Simpson? Can the Rams find an offensive guard to replace retired team captain Tom Mack? And is the Rams' new-look offense the key to the Super Bowl? Answers to those questions may come Saturday night at the Coliseum as the Rams tangle with the highly rated San Diego Chargers in the 34th annual Times Charity Game. Ram quarterbacks Pat Hayden and Jeff Rutledge will be working against a tough Charger defense, which has allowed only one touchdown in three preseason games. And Ram defenders will be tested by the explosive combination of Charger quarterback Dan Fouts and wide receiver John Jefferson, who last year caught a league-leading 13 touchdown passes. The game is the final preseason tune-up, and proceeds from the action go to the Times Fund to provide a variety of vital youth services throughout Southern California. Rams versus Chargers, 7 p.m. Saturday at the Coliseum. Tickets at all mutual agencies.
Score off Road Racing Championships Riverside Friday, qualifying with racing Saturday and Sunday. The Mears brothers, Roger and Rick, will be competing in many of the events. Roger says he'll need 14 engine changes for the events he takes part in. When Rick won at Indy in the 500, Roger was a rooter.
I had to stay home for that race, but we went to a park right local there, and all of our friends went out, and we took a bunch of radios, and, you know, in case one of them broke, we wanted to make sure we heard the race. Had a bunch of radios sitting there, and just listened to the race on the radio, and everybody went crazy when Rick won the race.
And that's a little plug for radio there. Okay, Fred Hessler, here's Robert W.
Good morning!
Thank you, Fred. And a Sinatra a day keeps the Ayatollah away.
I get no kick from champagne.
All right. Sinatra with Neil Hefti on KMPC, and I get a kick out of you, and I get a kick out of playing Sinatra. It's 8:45, and here's a sports question. Relax, Fred. Relax. Where would you rather sit for a California Angels game, in the bleachers or in the box seats? No contest, right? Box seats? Well, that's just what Bell Brand figured when they planned a special night at Angels Stadium. They're offering you Angels seats, box seats, at a big discount. It's Bell Brand's Box Seat Bargain Night, Thursday, September 6th, when the Angels play the White Sox. You can get 50 cents off each box seat just by using the special coupon attached to Bell Brand Natural Style Potato Chips, Natural Style Dip Chips, and the Twin Packs. Bell Natural Style Chips are cut from unpeeled potatoes, crisped in safflower oil, and seasoned with sea salt. You get a good deal of taste in every bite, and now a good deal for Angel Box Seats on specially marked bags. Check out all the details, and remember, Bell Brand's Box Seat Bargain Night is Thursday, September 6th. Make plans now by asking to see the Bell Brand display in your neighborhood supermarket. See you at the game. Now, KMPC AirWatch brought to you by your local Bun and Run dealer. From AirWatch 5, here's Big John in the jet helicopter. John?
I'm going to give you a little traffic gun. I need your help, Robert W.
All right.
Okay, we've checked the South Bay curve. Everything there running smooth. Sepulveda Pass is wide open. East Ventura, just a little bit of slowing now on your approach to Woodman as you pick up the on-ramp traffic. And I have no major happenings to pass along to you. Robert W., you remember the hat episode the other day, the Airwatch hats with all the braids?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I was fooling around, and I said I really didn't receive one, and I actually did.
Oh, you did?
And I said I had received a dunce cap, which was not true at all, even though I might have deserved it. but anyway, our vice president and general manager, Ken Miller, has sent me a cablegram here this morning, and if you have time, I'd like to read it to you. We just received it on our teletype here.
All right.
It says...
That, boy, that helicopter's got everything in it, doesn't
everything.
It?
Oh, you bet. We're right on top of everything. It's sort of like ugly on an ape. This leads off by saying, Dear John, which I've got many of these in my life, says, as you have long suspected, stopped, we have a trained chimpanzee trained to fly your helicopter and give traffic reports. Stop. Just as soon as we can talk him into working a split ship, you've had it. Stop. Love, John. Love, Ken. What do you think? Can you help
me? Well, I don't know. Let me see. I'll tell you what. I'll go down and talk the chimp out of working a 12-hour day in a split shift, and that way it won't work out. Okay?
It. For your local fun and run, bite one. Here's Miss Pamela.
Thanks, John. The chimp has to braid his own scrambled eggs, right, for the front of the hat. The only problem I'm aware of in the Orange County area is south on the Santa Ana Freeway between Catella and City Drive. The Caltrans has the number one lane blocked, and you'll start to slow now at Harbor Boulevard. We're on and run. This is Pamela in the Big Orange, and we'll go to Dave DeSoto.
From the KMPC Traffic Information Center, reports of disabled vehicles eastbound Santa Monica Freeway east of Crenshaw. That in the center divider. Another one in an unknown or unspecified traffic lane eastbound Artesia around Bellflower, so watch it in those areas. We're going to check out a report that there's possible trouble on the transition from the southbound Golden State to eastbound Ventura Freeway. If you're going in that direction, especially if you're going to try to make that transition, take it kind of easy. We'll be back as soon as we find out just what's going on there. In the Traffic Information Center for your local Bun and Run dealers, this is Dave DeSoto, 710 KMPC.
Cows we love to eat, and we use every bit but the feet. We pour on the spice, and they start to taste nice. But make sure you ask for well done. You run to Bun, Bun and Run. Heck with dinner, have some fun. We're not hurting anyone at Bun and Run, so run to Bun.
Take a big bite, chew and swallow.
Have another, you can take it.
What a bargain for a dollar.
It costs 20 cents to make it.
We have one, we have one. You're all done, you're all done. And Bun and Run, Bun and Run. Tastes like beef, but much more fun.
By the way, the scheduled grand opening of the Bun and Run this week at the Glendale Galleria has been canceled due to lack of wood. Bun and Run, bite one today. Lenny in the squeak tones. 11 minutes before 9 now at KMPC. Well, the president, as you know, has been in Hannibal, Missouri this morning, and he has been touring the various attractions there. And one of the places he toured was the Becky Thatcher Bookshop. Now, Becky Thatcher was in Mark Twain's Tom Sawyer, you recall. In actuality, Becky Thatcher was Laura Fraser, a real person who lived across the street from Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens, when he lived in Hannibal. And the lady who runs the bookshop in Hannibal, Missouri, I guess actually spoke with the president this morning and I believe took him on a tour of the Becky Thatcher home, and we have her on the phone now, Mrs. Ruth Antone. Hello, Mrs. Antone.
Hello.
Well, you've had an exciting morning back there in Hannibal, huh?
Yes, we have.
Well, tell us about you and the president. Did you actually speak with him?
Yes.
Well, tell us what he had to say.
Well, actually, he was very courteous, and he listened to what I had to say about Laura Hawkins.
Uh-huh.
And the home in which she lived.
And you actually took him then a tour of the home, huh?
Yes, we have two rooms restored upstairs and a bookshop downstairs. So I took him upstairs and told him a little bit about Laura Hawkins and a little bit about the house. Actually, much less than I had intended to tell because I was nervous enough that I forgot to say it all.
I can imagine. I've never met a president, but that must be. You must really be nervous and all excited. What? Any other members of the first family accompany the president on the tour?
Yes, his wife and Amy.
Rosalind and Amy were with him.
Yes.
I bet Amy probably really enjoyed that, didn't she?
She was a very nice little girl, and she too listened very intently.
Yeah.
I asked her a few questions, and she tried to answer them.
Well, you must be quite a celebrity yourself now back there in Hannibal, huh?
Oh, no, I think not.
I think
as a member of Jane Clemens' Neighbors, which is an auxiliary to the museum.
Uh-huh.
And we do this guiding for important people because we can't give interpretation to everybody who comes through.
Yeah. Well, if I ever get to Hannibal Mo, I'm sure going to look you up, Mrs. Antone, because I'd love to see that. I'd love to take my daughter Susanna through the Becky Thatcher house.
Well, I hope you will, because I'd love to show it off. It's really something.
Well, it sounds like you're very proud of it, and I'm sure you're very proud of having taken the president through. Did you ask him for his autograph?
No,
yeah,
I did not.
Did you want to?
Well, some of the people here in the shop wanted to, but we didn't feel it was right to take his time.
Yeah, I guess. You know, knowing the president and how they operate in the White House, he will probably send you something once they get back.
Ooh, that would be nice.
That's what.
An autograph.
Yeah, he'll probably send you something autographed.
Uh-huh.
Maybe some heavy crude or something. Well, Mrs. Antone, thank you very much for taking your time, and I know it's hectic back there to talk with us here on KMPC. We really appreciate it. We've been following the president all the way down the river, and we've been talking to people at every stop along the way, and you're our person today, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
And next time I'm in Hannibal, we're going to tour that house with you.
Please look me up.
I will.
All right.
Thank you, Mrs. Antone.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Robert W. Morgan, KMPC.
8 minutes now before 9 o'clock, and here's Neil Diamond.
Crackling rosy, get on board. Bye-bye-bye.
Neil Diamond from KMPC, Cracklin' Rosie here with Robert W. Morgan. How did we make it through this? Well, we almost made it. Let's see if we can do it. 5 before 9.
The Big Five Sporting Goods Enormous Warehouse Ski Sale starts tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow. Solomon 444 bindings for $39. Only $39. Get $150 Munari Turbo Pro boots for just $65. Over $6 million in ski merchandise reduced up to 80%. Top name ski pants, sweaters, and parkas. Like the $65 ladies' white stag parka for just $29. Be at the Big Five Sporting Goods Warehouse Ski Sale tomorrow through Sunday at the Great Western Exhibit Center, Santa Ana Freeway at Atlantic, 10 a.m.
Take a beautiful plane to a beautiful place. Take Braniff.
Take one of Braniff's big, beautiful 747s to beautiful South America. Braniff already flies to more South American cities from more U.S. cities than any other U.S. airline. And we've just introduced big, comfortable 747s to Bogota, Santiago, and Buenos Aires. Now Braniff takes off nonstop to Bogota with the only 747s from Los Angeles. We're also on our way with the only nonstop 747s to Santiago, along with the most 747 flights to Buenos Aires. So take a big, beautiful 747 on Braniff, the number one U.S. airline to South America.
The sale of Chevy's Best rolls on, but for a very, very limited time. That's right, the sale on Chevy's Best is being extended. And that means your chance to get in on the sale that's put thousands of people into their favorite Chevrolets. Special factory incentives to Chevy dealers make possible savings to you of hundreds of dollars on Caprice and Impala, Monte Carlo. You can also get great deals on Chevy vans, tough Chevy pickups, Blazers, and El Caminos. See your Chevy dealer now for your chance to save hundreds of dollars. But act quickly, time is running out.
All right, that's going to wrap it. All right, thank you, producer Tom Cradivel. Thank you, engineer Dennis Pipes. Thank you, Kevin Willie Mays Gershon, for your assistance. Thank you, Mrs. Ruth Antone from the Becky Thatcher House. Also, John Baker on board the Delta Queen. And this will be Andrew Young saying so long for now, and this sure beats the hell out of all those weirdos at the UN.
KMPC Los Angeles.
It's 9 o'clock, and this is KMPC News, brought to you by Farmers Insurance. A big fire in the downtown section of Los Angeles this morning probably caused damages of $500,000 or more. The blaze broke out shortly after 7 o'clock at the American Wicker Furniture Manufacturing Company in the 600 block of East Temple Street. The blaze was punctuated by bursting 55-gallon drums of lacquer used to finish the furniture and by exploding power transformers outside. Inspector Willis Martin says the fire was probably caused by an electrical malfunction in a blower motor in a lacquer spray booth. President Carter stopped at Hannibal, Missouri on his trip down the Mississippi River. Earlier this morning, the president delivered himself of some foreign policy statements in an unlikely setting.
President Carter found himself in a 5 a.m. foreign policy debate with a Husky auto worker when he stopped at Lock 21 near Quincy, Illinois. In the process, Mr. Carter said he disapproves of the Iranian government of Ayatollah Khomeini. It was the president's first direct criticism of the Iranian regime, and it came in an unlikely setting. Mr. Carter was shaking hands at the lock just before dawn when he was drawn into the debate. The unidentified man denounced the Iranian government for injustice and demanded to know why the U.S. is selling the country oil. The president again defended the decision to ship 1 million barrels of kerosene. He said the poor families of Iran need the fuel for home heating. The explanation didn't seem to satisfy the man, but they shook hands, and Mr. Carter got back aboard the Delta Queen.
Now, keeping tabs on traffic, here's Pamela McInnes in the Big Orange. Pamela?
Good morning, Tom. I've returned from the Orange County area via the Pomona Freeway.